All right, we are live, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. What part of town is this called? Center City? Old City?
Downtown.
Downtown, yeah. Got it. The dinner last night was old, Center City.
Yeah.
Center City was cool. There was a lot of, like, it seemed, up here is kind of corporate. Down there it seemed like a lot more kind of low-key. Yeah.
That's where I used to live.
Okay. It was cool over there.
Right in the middle of
It was like 10, how far of a walk would that be from here? 15 minutes?
A little longer than that.
Okay. Because it was like a 5-minute Uber. Yeah. Yo, did you see the video?
1.3 miles.
Did you see the video of my Uber last night?
No.
I posted it on Instagram. I get in the Uber to come meet you guys for dinner, and it's a Nissan Pathfinder, which Pathfinders, once upon a time, were probably my favorite SUV. They have turned those things into, like, weird minivan-looking things. They're like, wait, they've kind of bastardized the Pathfinder. Regardless, I get in. The guy was very nice. It was a straight-up club. He had lights. He was blasting dance music. And I was just like, all right, dude. He's like, you want me to turn it down? I was like, nah, do your thing. And he's like, dude, I work all night, so I got to stay hype. And I was like, terrific, man. It was a vibe, for sure. But get a ride over there. And it's funny, I was texting with somebody and talking with somebody here at the hotel. Brian Robinson is now completely off the injury report. He is a full participant all 3 days of practice. Schefter yesterday tweeted out, Brian Robinson ready to go. Uh-huh. When Schefter is tweeting that out, he is someone...
He's ready to go.
Yes.
Very ready to go.
Do you have any... perhaps concern's the right word.
And they think he can go now, he's ready to go. That's all I look at.
I think the fact that he hasn't played and now somebody somewhere is telling Schefter he's good to go, like, they're quite confident in his ability to go to them.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that's exciting. I think that's really good news offensively. I think, you know, yesterday we ran through all the numbers. The third downs over the last couple weeks have really started to struggle. And that's not as simple as, oh, they're not executing on third down. It means they're getting out of their rhythm offensively. In the last 3 weeks, they're 5 of 15, 5 of 12, 5 of 14 on third downs. That's a problem, right? And I think a lot of that is getting out of their flow of down and distance on first and second. I think B-Rob can help a ton with that. I do wonder, B, who's your starting right tackle tonight? I'll tell you what the injury report says. So Belor, Lattimore, Seibert are all out. Mm-hmm. So you got the only, like, kind of name replacement there is Gonzo, right? Gonzo's going to be kicking instead of Seibert. Mm-hmm. Lattimore hasn't played yet, so they're not replacing him, technically.
Yeah.
Belor is a loss on special teams. I think they'll probably lean on Percy Butler more there, who's already playing, but, like, maybe you need him to make plays for you. Coleman is on the injury report, questionable with a shoulder. That's your left tackle. He's playing. Like, I saw him every day this week. I'd be quite surprised if he's not playing. Mm-hmm. Lucas, we haven't seen in a couple weeks, dealing with that ankle injury. He's definitely made progress. He was wearing the walking boot. I've seen him walking around now. There's no more boot. He looks like he's moving around better. He's questionable on the injury report. Wiley, questionable on the injury report with the shoulder injury. Last week, he dressed but didn't play. Scott played. Wiley was basically like an emergency if something goes wrong, right? Who's your starting right tackle tonight?
Probably Scott, and Wiley will be emergency again.
You don't think Big Luke could go?
I don't know. I'm just saying, Lucas, which ankle is hurt? See, that makes a difference with left and right tackle.
I want to say it's his right, but don't quote me on that.
So if it's his right, that's the one he has back if he's on the right side.
He'd be on the right side, yeah.
It's a possibility, but I'm going to go with Trent Scott.
Well, it's interesting, and this may seem kind of counterintuitive, but I think it'd be easier for an O-lineman, and maybe any position, but certainly an O-lineman, to play through a shoulder thing than it would be an ankle thing. But
They get caught in a lot of awkward positions.
I know, but you just can't plant with your feet.
Yeah, but you got to stab with that arm, and you got to have the shoulder right. And if your shoulder's not strong – and somebody plays off that edge, you got a problem.
Tell me what you learned from this quote, okay? You tell me what you've learned from this quote. I understand. So yesterday when Dan Quinn spoke and we took it live on the show, we were out there in the trailer in Ashburn. The PR staff asked that it be quick, not a lot of questions. I mean, they literally, like, we watched when DQ got done, there were guys going to their cars to go to the airport to fly to Philly. Like, it's a short week. It's condensed. Part of, like, being a credentialed member of the media is a privilege. Like, you have to apply for it. You have to get granted the rights, like, all those sorts of things. And part of that is understanding the operational flow. And yesterday was a reasonable request that everything goes fast, right? But one of the questions that needed to be asked was about this right tackle situation. So DQ was asked about Wiley and Lucas for this game. Both are questionable. You tell me what you learned from this, B. Dan Quinn said, asked about Andrew Wiley and Cornelius Lucas, a pair of tackles. Yeah, they both had good work yesterday. We did kind of some individual, and then we got really more today at full speed. Not full speed, but enough where he could punch and go and be aggressive. And so Cornelius and Andrew both did a good job today.
I mean, I'm not telling y'all nothing. I'm not telling y'all one damn thing.
That's bro, what that means. That is a word salad that illuminates nothing.
Exactly. Because they don't want you to know that.
Like, I think organizationally, they would love to not have Scott, but I think organizationally, they're okay if it is Scott. And I think from the pass game perspective last week, T.J. Watt got loose late in that game. That's kind of what he does. They call him the closer.
T.J. Watt gets loose on everybody.
Totally.
Yeah.
But I would say organizationally last week, considering you had your fourth tackle, I mean, that's just straight depth chart-wise, it's Coleman, Lucas, Wiley, then Scott, in whatever order you want to say there that is. You had your fourth offensive tackle. Now, they helped him a lot. Tight ends, backs, they helped him, and that's what you're supposed to do.
Think about the years when we never helped the tackles.
I know. But I think he did okay.
Yeah.
Now, I think the run game, the interior had some real trouble. I wonder about the interior tonight because we're talking about the tackle injuries. I think Biadasz is really beat up, and that's just how he's wired.
But everybody is beat up at this point in the year. So, I mean, it's not a problem or concern on your team because everybody else on the other teams are hurt too. They're beat up, especially offensive linemen at this time of the year. Everybody got to deal with it.
Agreed. And the O-line is going to be beat up from sea to shining sea, like all over the country, man. That's just kind of what happens to that position. My concern for tonight is not necessarily offensively how they're able to move the ball because, dude, we're 10 games in, and whether they score at the clip they want to. I mean, Pittsburgh's got one of the best defenses in the NFL. They put up 27 last week.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're going to be able to move the ball. I think the concern's on the defensive side of the ball. Let's dig into that. Sean Merriman at 11. Coming up at noon is going to be really cool. We're doing a crosstalk with WIP Sports Radio here in Philly. Don't miss that. It's going to be kind of nuts, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley live in Philly.